This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, Royals, Chiefs, K-State Athletics, all in the house. Mac Morey in the house as well. Bob Fesco, myself, Dusty Likens. Tim, glad to have you. Top of the hour, we get back into the poll question. Hopefully people will start to understand it a little bit more. I had to clarify.
Well, after we've experienced over the last couple of days, people don't listen and comprehend, Dusty. How are they misconstruing the poll question?
Well, I mean, just somebody on Twitter was like, so here you go. The poll question is, do you tailgate at opening day, yes or no?
It's pretty simple, right?
And one of the responses we got was, baseball is not football. People don't tailgate for it. Okay, in the tweet, it says, for specifically opening day, I don't tailgate for baseball games. I'll be honest with you. But opening day,
it's different.
I'm taking a six-pack of whatever, Miller High Life, Corks, however I want to get down at it, and I'm taking a little grub. Maybe I'm getting a little cue. Maybe I'm getting a little, you know, Jersey Mike's sub because that's a great underrated tailgate option.
It's a great tailgate option, yeah.
Or just like one of those like sub platters.
Yeah.
Everybody just grabs a good handheld.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought it was simple. I thought, hey, opening day, rare occasion, baseball game. Is this where, because that's kind of what it's implicating.
Right.
Is that like, or implying, is that we know nobody tailgates for baseball. I say nobody. There's always going to be people that will.
Yes.
Right. Even if it is just like a little Weber grill and some glizzies, you're still, that's considered tailgating.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with that either.
No, that sounds like a good time. In college all the time, yeah. Man.
Throw a little mustard
those
on those
cheese
dogs.
Cheese-filled hot dogs. That was, you know, somebody went to the blood bank and donated their plasma that day if you got the cheese-filled hot dogs.
Don't sleep on those. They're not bad.
Come on, Lash. You know you did that.
It's a guilty pleasure, but I enjoy the cheese-filled dog.
I don't know. I don't know if
Come
I could
on.
Do it.
You'd probably eat it and be like, yeah, it's good.
Probably would.
Never thought about putting mustard on it either. That's good, too.
No, not the mustard.
Oh, yeah, you know, the mustard bandwagon. Yeah, you know what? Live your life.
Exactly.
Yeah, never mind. I'll stop myself there.
Like, as I've realized over the last couple of weeks, life is too damn short to give a flip about anything. You want to put mustard on your donut, go ahead.
Go for it.
What the hell do I care, right? If you want to think I've been pushing a false narrative about, go ahead, believe it. Sure, Mayor L. What the hell was that?
Somebody said yesterday, an NFL player, Puka Nacua, said that he will be done at age 30. The reason why is he said he's a big family guy, not Peter Griffin or Lois or anybody like that, but he's right. A big family man. Well, and he says, I know I want to retire at the age of 30. I think of Aaron Donald to go out on top. I think it would be super cool. But also, I want to have a big family. I want to have at least a starting five.
God love
I
you.
I came from a big family, so I need five boys for sure. But also, like, I want to be able to be a part of their lives and be as active as I can with them. So Nacua says, as of now, that at age 30, he will walk away. So the question we bring up to the text line, 913-586-7965. I believe Mahomes will be 30 next year.
Yeah.
The season.
What if it's over after? Let's just go perfect case scenario. Mahomes wins the Super Bowl. He's got four titles. He went to 7 Super Bowls. He's won 2 MVPs, 3 Super Bowl MVPs. And he's like, you know what? I think I'm done. I got 2 kids of my own. I want to go home. I just want to watch them. I got 3 kids of my own. I want to hang out with my family. And I just want to be done. How would that make you feel as a Kansas City Chiefs fan?
You know what? I would feel lucky that we got to experience it for that period of time and got what we got out of it. That's how I would feel. I would feel lucky if that's where we were. Do we want him to go? Hell no. Nobody wants Patrick Mahomes to retire, just like nobody wants Puka Nacua to retire. But what if Patrick in his rookie year said, I'm only doing this till I'm 30, right? And then went on this run, and let's say he does finish it off with another Super Bowl, and he said at the beginning, I'm only doing this till I'm 30, and he ended up winning 4 Super Bowls here in Kansas City and then retired. How would you feel about that? I think people would feel unfulfilled, like they wanted more. But I see what's going on with Andrew Luck, man, when that guy walked away from the game and how he just kind of said, that's it, I'm done. I was able to walk away. A lot of players walk away earlier than expected because of the wear and tear. They want to make sure they can live their life, you know, once the game is over. So I would not feel any ill will. I'm sure people would, and I'm sure Patrick would probably have to move out of Kansas City because people would be upset. But I would say this, I would feel lucky if Patrick Mahomes retired at 30 and we had 4 Super Bowl championships. I would look back at the greatest 8 years of our lives in sports.
I think I would get there eventually. I think right off the bat, I'd be pretty like, damn it. Like there's more meat left on the bone here. This is that you're not done. You're the best.
There is though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But for me, you're right. And for him, that wouldn't be the case. So I wouldn't feel shorted, but I just feel like, damn, there could have been another 5 or 6 years there, but I would have gotten there over time and been like, but did you remember the last 6 or 7 we just had? It was one of the best runs, forget football, in sports history.
Right.
So I could get there and be grateful. You know, I think it would change things if Mahomes in 2017 was like, hey guys, by the way, 30 years old, I'm out, you know, and then I'd be like, okay, I can at least prepare myself. That'd be tough. Good for Puka, you know?
Yeah, that's what I felt too. Like, he knows what he wants to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to go make a living for a while, great living, play football, and then when he gets to that point, he's ready to walk away and he's going to be at peace with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not the same situation because, like, the accolades that Mahomes has, like, we already know he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Mm-hmm. Some people think he's the 3rd best quarterback already of all time. So it's easier that way. But to take it from the other side, I think that it wouldn't just be Mahomes that we would see step away. I think this would be one of those things where it's like, all right, if he's done, Andy's gone. Travis has already said this is probably it.
Yeah.
So he'd be gone. And if Andy's gone, Mahomes is gone, Travis is gone, that makes me think Spags is probably gone.
Yeah, he may go. Chris Jones may retire. You know?
Now, luckily for this franchise, they got it done. Like, Andrew Luck, it was just like out of left field, right?
Which is nuts. Yeah.
Like, you were like, holy cow, you just lost to Mahomes in the playoffs. Like, you were a playoff quarterback. You have a lot of this like promising future. And it was like,
started the next season.
It's like, yeah, my body's out. I made enough money. And now he's the general manager at Stanford?
Who just fired his coach yesterday.
Classic. Yeah. Imagine getting fired by Andrew Luck.
Hey, sit down real quick. Sorry. You're out.
Apparently this guy was bullying people though. Wow, and just being a jerk.
So yeah, that's not good. But no, I think that it would be like, it would be one of those sayings where I think Mac's response is probably the majority of the city.
Sure.
Where it'd be like, damn it, really? Like, I needed 10 more years. That's okay, I think, at times as a selfish fan to feel that way.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But then afterwards, and this is a really weird analogy. I know this is going to be way out there, but it's like losing a loved one. You're like, man, this sucks. You know, this really hurts. But then you go back and you start celebrating the life that was. Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, man, I'll never forget that Christmas in 98, or I'll never forget that trip we took in 2014. I'll never forget when we went to this or whatever. And then it's like, man, Mahomes is so great.
It was amazing.
Got 4 Super Bowls. We went to 7. You know, we got AFC championship banners galore. Yeah. He's got whatever he wants the rest of his life. And then everybody else would be like, what if he wanted to come back at 35?
Exactly. Yeah, like there'd be that every year. Does Mahomes want to make a comeback?
Does he miss it?
Right. Look at the quarterback classes. They stink. Is Patrick Mahomes going to make a comeback? You know, that would be out there as well. But you can't be mad physically, if you will, at an athlete for wanting to walk away when they're done. Like, it's up to them. And if you have in your mind that you're done with whatever it is in life, then you need to be done with that. Once you've made that decision, enact that decision and go forward with it. And if that's what Puka Nacua is going to do, more power to him. I don't think there's one person on this earth right now who would not say, huh, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to be done with everything at 30. Who wouldn't want to be able to walk away from whatever it is at 30 and just be a family man, raise the kids, be a dad, be a good husband, right? Everybody would love to do that. Sounds and I think awesome. There would be jealousy more than anything if a guy like Mahomes or Puka Nacua at 30 years old just said, I'm done, because we look at that and go, man, I wanted to be an athlete my whole life, and these guys had it, and now they're walking away.
Yeah.
The feeling would be more about you than it would be about the player. 100%.
It'd be very, it'd be a selfish outburst. And then after, like Dusty said, you kind of look back and go, oh, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah. There's a good text here from the 913. It's a selfish word here, but cheated.
Yeah.
It says Patriots and Colts got their guys in their late 30s. I'd get over it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
How many titles did Peyton win for his Colts?
One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing. You have the beneficial factor. And of course, this all goes back to what we had just mentioned. Puka Nacua announced, you know, yesterday, like, or maybe a couple days ago, that he wants to retire by the age of 30 because he wants 5 kids. He wants to have a good family. And I know that his, like, religious faith, right? Big family. I believe he's of the Mormon faith.
I went
to BYU. Yeah. Believe that's what he is. And they believe in big families.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what he wants to do. That's what you want to go do your thing, man. Be you, boo.
Yeah.
Like we would just say to start the segment, do whatever you want in your life. I don't care. Somebody said, put mustard on your dog and dip it in nacho cheese. Damn right, dude.
Yeah. You want to do you, you do you, you know?
You want to go eat a Slugger dog? You want Slugger's waffle? Go get it, baby. It's there for you at the K, which starts tomorrow, opening day of the Chiefs, the Royals.